Some of the things we'd like to talk about are the recent trends that are going on. We'll look at some of the key decisions, including Article 3 standing, as well as a number of the cases. But I thought it would be useful in starting to just look at a high level some of the issues that basically cut across both regulatory and litigation issues that we keep seeing come up either in legislation or regulation, and we'll see that as we talk through some of the issues this morning as well. So, for example, injury and damages is very important. That comes up in the legislation as to what should be damages. Should there be a statutory set amount, or how is that going to be determined? It comes up in the cases again and again, and so those are issues that I think we'll continue to see debated. One area is notification, and that has become much more important with enforcers and in cases, and that's something that I think we're seeing the period to provide notification about a data breach is getting, you know, much more narrow. There are an incredible amount of new laws and regulations, and we have a slide that just looks at the last 6 months, and it's just, I think the pace is picking up. And I think the question is going to be, will there be federal preemption or some effort to develop uniform standards in this area over time? In assisting clients, this is becoming a very cumbersome, costly, and complex area, and unnecessarily so if the objective is to promote effective cybersecurity. But the pace of regulations and statutes is just picking up. It does result also in conflicts and different standards, which again becomes very difficult for clients and others to comply with. And then finally,